If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Drive moment.
All right.
So, interesting drive moment today.
Mm-hmm.
Charge more. And I know you guys were debating about am I haircut, am I 100 rand, 220 yesterday.
Yeah.
Charge more and have less clients, or charge less and have many clients. So in any sector, when you become self-employed, an entrepreneur, when it comes to setting a price for your goods and services, it gets tricky to set a price that reflects your worth. And that will also be competitive enough to keep the work flowing. Sectors like grooming, makeup, nails, events, selling of products, content, logistics, freelance, music. The list goes on and on and on, including Skumba and his one-man show. So setting your price lower may not be ideal, but it could secure you more clients and spread your reach enough to keep the work flowing consistently. So, where do you fall in this debate? Charge more or charge less?
Sure.
So, now what I've learned is that for whatever it is that you want to do, there's always a market. And I always use clothing brands as an example. Mr. Price will charge 50 rand for a t-shirt. Zara will come and say, we are charging 70 rand, right? The other one, Edgars, will say, we are charging 90 rand. And in comes LV. Like for a t-shirt, we are charging
5,500.
Yo, 800 LV, wa half hour and a son.
8.5.
Yeah, 8.5. Easy. Gucci, LV.
That will be even a entry level.
Yeah.
For a t-shirt?
Yeah. Yes. So yeah, they will say 8.5. And then car dealerships, when you sell your Hyundai, you say 220,000 rand. BMW will say 1 million. Then Ferrari are like 4.5 million. Because Mina, my belief is that,
and they just make it uglier.
There's always a market. I mean, for instance, the company that owns Gucci, LV, Moet and Chandon, Dior, Christian Dior, that company is worth 147 billion. Expensive as they are. I think you just identify your market.
I say, I want to bring it back because I want to bring it back to
my
la inzanzi, inzanzi. As we say, la inzanzi. Charge more and have less clients, or charge less and have many clients. I say specialize. Find a way to for people to understand what you do, and they must know what you are. This is what we are specializing in riding.
So you're charging more, school.
So you're charging more.
No, you're not charging more. You specialize. You put your product in a place that, even if you're charging more or less according to whoever, because like you say, Ken,
yeah,
more or less, it depends on your pocket. To some more, to some less. But the product that you are selling should make people queue outside, so that when uzenzele imali yakho on how when uyenza kanjani, just specialize in what you're doing. If you're doing hair, and there's a kunasasa lechinayo khomotso, ngifuna abantu ukhentsane makuthiwa ukhentsane uyochinayo kule gasi, and ukhentsane uchina nga 350 rand marikhona ma 170 lenzansi, but ukhentsane uchina nga 350 uzoba ne queue. Because why? You're specializing in
riding. Exclusivity.
You know, I think, especially post COVID, that for small to medium enterprises, that line is now blurred, because obviously people lost jobs, there was no money, the pool of clientele that actually could afford shrunk. So I think after post COVID, it's not as easy as find a target market or specialize, because people genuinely do not have money. People are trying to make ends meet. Having said that, I do think that if you charge less and you still are able to break even, make profit, and broaden depending on what you are doing, that's great. The hairstylist of Wankatson, there's only so many heads they can do in a day. There's no way they can do 500 heads, even if they wanted to. So pricing it slightly higher works out for you, because you know I can only touch 10 hairs a day. La uka batla jwang, watata 10 rand, you can't touch 100 heads a day. So your profit margin is a bit weird. But yeah, I think it's, yeah, it goes per sector. Each sector is different.
It's up to you.
Each
you know,
sector
you look at your
different.
Brand, you compare it with other brands and say, me, my brand, even if you know your brand is not the, you're like, naya ka brand, Mutso. Muso projects is the one. He charges 10,000, and you move, and people will buy into it. That's why I think Bo LV they're selling so much.
And you know,
even though there's some of them, you look at, like T-shirt guys.
Ulalang
yung T-shirt, kumuso. Lao na le LV ne. When you're tired, it
has a good. Oh my word!
Send us a voice note 063-688-0959.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Charge more and have less clients, or charge less and have many clients. We've got a voice note before we head for the news.
I'm party planner, and I used to charge with my 2.5, 3,000, and I found with that clientele would still complain and want to negotiate and end up not making a profit. I had to up my market, and I'm around the 10,000 threshold now. And listen, I don't get booked as much as I used to get booked, but I make a decent profit now. I'm not as busy as I used to be, because before I was so busy, but I was not even seeing the result of what I was doing. So you know what? Your market will find you. Just charge accordingly.
I believe in put what you think is worth. Obviously, look at what your competitors in the market are pricing. And then if you've got something different that you are adding that's got more value than the next client or the next supplier, then you can up your price a little bit, you know. But always have a benchmark around the industry as to, okay, Sharp, this is how much the basic is, and this is how much a lot of people are charging. So let me add on top of what they are doing.
So I remember when Ye introduced Yeezy, his clothes were retailing for like $250, $300. The sneakers were going for like $1,000. And some guys would post videos teasing, yo, Kanye, you think we'll go buy this? We're not buying this. It's too expensive. It's because you're not the target. I've had people complaining about Latu Mama Khosa. The T-shirts are like 6,000. You're not the target market. If it dura, chiga ushebe kwa.
Yeah,
not to argue, Nali Khotman, got to send a voice note. So let's say on the market, everyone is doing corporate gigs, emceeing, 8,000. And that is the benchmark. So now Mama say 8,000. What makes you think the next one would say, no, I mean, I'll take 5? Now, the price is yael. We'll end up doing corporate gigs in 3,000 rand.
Yeah.
We'll 15. For now, we'll 15.
Oh, 15, well.
Kaput.
Multiply that.
So snigger, I hope we'll pay that's a bargain, well.
50.
50
for 30 minutes. Amen.
We'll have a kick.
No.
15.
Nice.
No,
yeah.
50 for 30 minutes.
30 minutes or half.
How should
I say?
Then you're not the target market. Then you're not the target market.
Then you're not the target market.
You're not the target market.
So people will not do. Munga war.
Where do you fit in?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment, charge more and have less clients, or charge less and have many clients as headaches.
I absolutely agree with Kumba. It's always good to specialize and improve your craft, just so you know that people will not mind driving distances and long distances to come to your place. I used to drive at least about 20 minutes just for ikota, because I knew that I was going to get the base kota. It was a lesser amount than where I was living around, but the ones that I was living around, they were not as nice, but I would drive all the way 20 minutes, which is about 15K, just for a quota, because they specialized in the base quotas.
When it's cheaper, it may sometimes go south. So I would definitely invest in a brand that is more expensive. If you can afford it, go for it. But if you can't, it's fine. But when it comes to makeup, nails, hair, when it comes to grooming, definitely you must pay. You must pay for my results, a shop.
Lauka charge price inyane why the quality, let's say food. People will still complain about that food because of your price. And someone who charging very expensive for their food, even if they're the same as yours, they won't complain because they believe in their mind, because it's expensive, they believe that food is quality. I've seen it a couple of times. I've seen it many times. I used to sell food cookers in Tembisa. People were always complaining, and come to think of it, were the same food they buying got the establishments ago, Toropong or Midrand and the stuff. Restock ago same place.
You know, so I remember a couple of years ago, I was doing this gig in Alexander. Got there, there were about maybe, I'm a Groot man, about maybe 70 or 80. And I remember a day after that, the owner of the club called me and was like, you know what? 2 weeks ago, we had so-and-so, we had like 1,000 people. They broke chairs, toilet seats, bought cheap alcohol. We actually lost money. But you
and
came.
It was packed.
It was packed.
It was
but
packed.
You came, we had about 80 people. We made so much money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I was saying the same thing to Ndumi Solind over the weekend. We were in Nelspruit. I'm like, this room, when it's really packed, you will not enjoy comedy in it. Because I went up as a mover, they start talking.
Yeah.
They want to go out and get drinks and come back.
It's rowdy.
No, it turns out to be a bit rowdy. Have them sitting down the way they are right now.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy your comedy. Because if back to Alala, it's something
and
else.
And there are no chairs, green.
Yeah. You understand?
Yeah,
now, there's people, Basemabon Deni. You're not enjoying comedy now.
Yeah.
But
when it's quiet, Bahambe now, Bashtega Batul. Then now we are Zizwa now.
Yeah.
Wise people will always say quality over quantity any day. Any day. Because I think when the product is of quality, it does make sense for you to stay or be a repeat offender. Because if you're in the service market, you want the person to come more than once. It's not a once-off thing. You want them to repeat. But the only way they can do that is if you are offering a quality product. It might not be ridiculously expensive, but it could potentially be slightly more expensive than what they're used to.
Thank you so much.
But hear what Glenn is saying. Imagine the place is packed. Itulos pugi, the toilets are broken.
Glasses
are gone. Utshwala buthenga kancane lapha ebar because they didn't buy the expensive your bottles. Basithengela nje ama 12 nama 6 bacula bagcwala stage ba rounda sonke le stage.
Baba vibe.
Bamele le superstar. Ifike superstar ishaya hour bese yavaya. Bese kufika bo Glenn Zito. Funa udlala 2 hours hayi angirashanga uthi yami. Bese kuza ama Grootman Grand asiblomele nama sesteri be ama bottle abalaitwa ama bottle ama Grootman abalaitwa aba walaita ama bottle
anti it's not a deep house thing
no baya waleta babeka itafulini nento zakhona kumnandi yenzile imali ayi owner Glenn Grand everyone is happy itulo asiphukanga.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Personally, myself, a lash tech can say 750 Rand for lashes that last 2 weeks. That is a no. But take yourself seriously. Don't charge too little for something because maybe your products are not as expensive or you are operating from your home. Take yourself seriously. At least give us the standard and a little bit above that and keep it and do a good job. You know, people come back for quality and service.
You must ask Maxim Kadi of Max's Lifestyle in the target market. If you have to apologize to the people of Umlaas because he said that they were not his target market, but they were the ones who put him where he is now. So he had to apologize.
I think when it comes to business, you need to have objectives within your business, irregardless of business how gain. Have objectives and that will assist you in pricing yourself. But also your objectives must be realistic, and then the realisticness comes from research. Do market research and see what's out there. Have your objectives. And if you stick to your objectives, you're bound to get to what you want. You might find that we're in the same field doing the same thing. My objectives are different. Maybe I just want to make $1 million a day instead of $1 million a month. And that will determine your price. And you'll also see it will push you to push your product or your service the right way.
Funny, we had this conversation with my optician this morning when she was doing my hair. So I've known her for 5+ years and she's always done my dreadlocks for 250. That's worrying wash and style and whatever. And then if you treatment, then there's other stuff on it. So recently, one of her clients asked Dore, why does she consistently keep the price at 250 if the gel is expensive, the hair drying, the warawara, the warawara. And she said she's not willing to lose her clientele, her loyal clients that she's had for I don't know how many years, over however many people she does not know she will have once the price increased. So what she does is, if you feel like 250 is too low for you, she accepts tips. So if you feel you want to pay her 450 for a service, you're more than welcome to.
But essentially, South Africans don't know how to place prices for their products. A person will just wake up and then they say, ah, South Africans are buying Louis V for 3,000. Now I'm going to charge 3,000. But Louis V is a brand. When you just, you know, Tabang's t-shirt, you woke up, you bought t-shirts from China, you put your logo on them, and then you say, boom, Azish. Also, why would anyone buy the quality of those t-shirts at 3,000 where you can get the same quality of t-shirt at Mr. Price for like a ridiculously affordable price? So people, unfortunately, need to understand how the market operates. They need to learn how to set the price.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.